Let's get theoretical.
Awesome hypothetical. What's up? It's time. It's been a while for this segment, Armando Rondo.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's up with this when you hear that ditty.
Yeah.
It's time to question the mysteries of the universe and God himself or herself or itself. Didn't we already question God? Didn't we figure out that there was one? We just didn't know which one it was.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's what it was. So. We were like, there is something. We just don't know what it is.
Is it really important?
Is it important? And then we're like, no, not really. All right. Okay, so now it's time to the real important questions. These are the real hypotheticals. And actually, that was more of a geek out, but whatever. Go check it out. God, is there one? Question mark? We don't know. Check out the other ones. Geek out. False history. Is it real? Check that out as well. We do our research. Okay, Armando, I'm enough fucking around. But first, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page and download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website, yotina.podomatic.com. Said it once, say it again.
Yotina.podomatic.com.
It's clear enough. All right.
Simmer Mike, did we mention
that? Yeah, that's right. YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. If you want to contact us directly, if you got any hypotheticals you want to post us, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on the YouTubes.
YouTube's is the best. Yeah.
YouTube's is the best to hit up the Team Awesome Inc. So the YouTubes, please. And we're lazy. It helps us out either way. So thanks, guys, for all of your comments if you have been doing that so far. And if not, what the fuck's wrong with you? No, sorry. all right, Armando, here's the first one. If you had to be a character from a classic Disney movie, which would you pick? This is the random what the fuck edition of Awesome Hypotheticals. I'm picking the most. I'm just picking them. I'm just rolling. I'm just rolling the Rolodex on my phone.
Huh. Wow, they all had...
What Disney movie character could you be if you had to be one? Which would you pick?
If you had to be one, which would you pick?
Gaston. I would be Gaston.
Gaston?
Oh, Gaston. Hello, Belle. I'm much better than that beast. I'd be Gaston. No, fuck that. No, not Gaston. I'd probably be the Candelabra.
Candelabra?
You know, remember the Candelabra from Beauty and the Beast?
But why that?
What do you mean?
Why? I mean, what's your reasoning?
Because he's a weird French gaunt fucking candelabra.
Oh.
And I'm a fucking fancy candelabra gaunt French man myself.
Is that what you want to be?
No, I just feel like that's kind of what I would be casted as if they were going to make a live action.
So what would... Okay.
If you had to be one, I'm saying I would end up being Gaston, the candelabra. But I would... I mean, but Disney character, if I could pick one to be? Oh, man. A Disney character? That's actually a really good question. I guess it would be like Pinocchio because like
Pinocchio.
Well, think about it. You get to fuck up as like a wooden boy, so like nothing really happens to you because you're made of wood. So it's like whatever. Mm. And then like you're a good kid and you become a real boy, and it's like yay. But it's a weird message, Pinocchio. So I still don't understand what that movie's about.
Let's see.
I guess I'm still going Disney movies. There's like Lion King.
Yeah, Disney movie, like a lot of
Pocahontas,
a lot of
Mulan.
The characters have some messed up stuff that
happened. Yeah, they all did. We got to think of the happy stuff. Happy stuff. No, that's sad. No, it's sad.
Oh, I mean, King Triton might be good.
King Triton, yeah, it'd be good. Tarzan, dude. Fucking Tarzan. Yes. Ding, ding. Tarzan, that's the winner. Come on.
Right.
You be in my heart. Bill Collins won an Oscar for that song, you bastards. All right, here's the next one. If you could be an expert on any subject, what subject would that be and why? For some reason, I could see you being a nutritionist.
Nutritionist?
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm picking it for you. How about let's do it that way?
All right, you pick mine,
I'll pick yours. I could see you doing nutrition and like being like really good
at it. Like, you know, you'd be like good at or happy at doing that.
Yeah, you could be an expert. Actually, fuck it. I'm not going to answer for you, but well, let's do both. I'll give you my answer. You give me your answer for yourself, and then we'll switch. So my answer for you is I could see you being an expert at anything. It would probably be like nutrition, health, calorie intake, diet, exercise. Like basically like you would seem like a nutritionist type person if I had to pick one for you. Right. What do you? What would you pick if you could be an expert on any subject? What subject would you pick?
What would I pick as
without my influence? That's just right, for right, me. Right. It would seem like that.
Oh, if I could be an expert, see, because I'm picking something that like I would consider not being adept at.
Yeah.
Like I would consider like I would like to be an expert at just like socializing and stuff like that.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting choice. Why socializing so much?
Well, because it's just like...
Oh, you mean like the game of socializing where it's like, weather, and then you get to other stuff.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like, it's like, how do you be interested in...
And what the fuck other people are saying when they're saying dumb shit all the time. Gee, I don't know. Maybe it's called getting into your 30s and being cynical. I don't know. Just being a cynical 30-year-old something.
Well,
sorry.
I was a cynical 20-year-old, and then I was a cynical teenager before that.
I've always had a Larry David mentality about life. Ever since I was 10, like my mom would be like, you want to go trick-or-treating? Why? Am I going to get poisoned? And she'd be like, God, you're morbid for a child. And be like, whatever.
Oh, that's something my parents like always said.
Really?
Well, my mom mainly.
Well, I was just paranoid as a child, but that's because I watched Dateline NBC growing up.
Yeah.
You have 10 chemicals in your household that could kill you right now. Film at 11. What? What? You're waiting till 11 to tell me? I guess the subject I would pick would be space travel. Boom.
Space travel.
Space. If I could be an expert on anything, it'd be space and space travel. Elon Musk shit. I would be an engineer, a space engineer, astro engineer, whatever it is. I just space and traveling. I would be an expert so I could learn how to get from one point of the galaxy to the other without going through a Matthew McConaughey crying at his daughter's videos. Fucking holy shit, that movie, that scene in Interstellar fucked my life up, man. God damn, McConaughey, you did a good job crying in that scene. So yeah, it would be space travel, traveling through time and space, shit like that.
I think I'd like
science stuff, man.
I think I'd like to see you as like a Dr. Phil type guy.
You know, you need to get real about being a dick, or you're going to be a real dick. What the hell? That's obvious advice, Dr. Phil. You're not saying anything. God damn it, Dr. Phil. This is one that's come up often on the show, and yet again, it's reared its ugly fucking head. And every time, the answer always changes, and I'm always surprised. If you had to pee insanely bad for the rest of your life, or poop insanely bad for the rest of your life, which would you choose, and why? This one always randomly pops up, and I'm always, and for multiple reasons, but this time, I think it's appropriate. Being that it was one that we did on the show at the live show at the studio, one we've done multiple versions of this show throughout the last 5 years,
okay,
and one that might come up again in the future, Marty. So if you had to pee insanely bad for the rest of your life till the day you fucking die, or poop insanely bad till you die for the rest of your fucking life. Which would you choose and why?
I would say pee.
Everyone always has a different answer. I'm always amazed.
There's only two.
I know, but everyone, it's never the same answer twice. I'm not even shitting you. Hey, I'm not even shitting you. It's never been consistent. It'll be, someone will say, I could never poop again. That's fine. Or I could handle that. I can handle that feeling of always like, or, oh, peeing. That's the one I could always handle. Why that one? Why number one over number two?
I don't know. I mean, like, if you have an accident peeing, it's not as bad as
if you have an accident shitting.
Yeah.
You got an excellent point, man. You know what? I'm with you. I'd rather have to pee insanely bad the rest of my life than poop.
You know, and
there's less risk involved with a pee situation than a poop situation. I know this is base humor, but we're getting down to brass tacks.
But both of them could be really painful.
Either of them are painful. Insanely bad for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's horrible.
Right.
Especially if you have a long life.
Yeah, I would say
a good answer. Peeing that's sound logic. It's less mess, less cleanup, less of a hassle, and you could just do it.
I mean,
it quickly.
Both would really suck.
Both would suck, but less
but
maintenance.
Pee is, yeah, kind of less maintenance and less humiliating slightly.
Yep. Done deal. So, would you rather have a house full of cats or live on an island by yourself? The only thing to eat on the island, though, is cat. This is a really weird one. Again,
wait, what's
random
the question?
Would you rather have a house full of cats And again, these are the weirdest ones we could find, random ones. Would you rather live, would you rather have a house full of cats?
Full of cats.
Or live on an island by yourself? The only thing to eat on the island, though, are cats. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird fucking one.
That's pretty easy. I think I would
do... Well, it's an island full of cats, man. You got Cat Island.
I would do... Well, I think I would do the house full of cats.
What? Though. You wouldn't live on Cat Island? Where you get to eat cats and pets and be the king of the cats?
No, no.
Cat king?
No.
I'm the cat king. Cat
no,
Island.
No. The house full of cats. Why?
Why go to an island full of cats? Because it's an island full of cats and the only thing to eat are cats.
Right.
So?
So?
You got to eat. That's, and you're on an island. It's dope and you got cat pets too.
Yeah, but you'll get sick from eating the
cats.
You
got a house full of cats. That's you know,
cats are the only
social
thing.
Services will show up and they'll take your cats to foster cat family.
Okay, sure. Yeah, then I'll have a house.
Yeah, full of
no
cat
cats.
Shit.
Full of cat shit.
Yeah, you're clean.
Clean up once, yeah.
You clean up forever because it's full of cat shit forever. Fuck you. I'm standing by the island by yourself, but nothing but cats to eat. All the time, which means I'm just swimming in pussy, bitch. Sorry, I had to go for the base humor, and I'd be eating it too. Oh, okay, Mike, that's enough. If you had, this is a really crazy one, and I think it's obvious, but again, uh-huh. This is sparking some mind grape action here.
All right.
If you had to pick either television or books to remove from existence. Mm-hmm. Which would you choose and why? Television or books? Consider what had more of a cultural impact on people and consider what more people were educated by. And look at the facts and logic of both. That's what I'm doing with it. That's how I'm going to approach
it. You know, when I think about it...
I know, right? Isn't it fucked up? I think I know what you're going to say.
When I think about it, it's just like...
I think I know what you're going to say.
Like screens...
Yes.
Have had like a detrimental effect on like people's social lives.
Yes.
And, you know, productivity.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's kind of like, you know, like maybe some people do caffeine.
Yeah.
You know, but like then like TV would be like the, like, what do you call it? And speed, you know?
Oh, sure. It'd be the,
you
new,
know?
The new version.
TV is like the extreme. Yeah. Addictive version of books.
Yeah.
The extreme like evil. Like,
hey man, you like smoking books? Yeah, but you ever shoot books? What's it called? TV. You just shoot it directly in your fucking vein.
Yeah.
You skip all the middleman reading bullshit.
Yeah, that made me
for you.
That
like
made me think
you're
too.
A fucking kid and you don't know what's going on.
It's like
on.
I waste so much time on Facebook. I could be doing actual
no,
stuff.
No, I know what you were going to say. I knew you were going to say TV because you don't watch much TV anyway. So
I don't watch much TV, but still, even if that was between like YouTube and, you know, books, you know, I would still, maybe I would eliminate, oh man.
But but think about the cultural impact that TV had and how TV brought people together like the internet's bringing people together.
Actually, a better comparison would be Netflix to books.
Yeah.
I would probably get
but
rid
I mean,
of Netflix.
But I mean, before the internet, it was cable TV, and before that, it was network TV, and before that, it was radio. So it's like, I mean, if TV never existed, we wouldn't have had Jerry Springer, but then it's like, we wouldn't have had Jerry Springer, man. That would have sucked. You know, like, Jerry Springer was pretty dope. it was fun times. Nothing else was entertaining, and you got to see some boobies. Boobies! We should have a sound effect for that. Boobies!
But it was cheap. It was hyper-stimulating, cheap.
Yes, that was the point. That was the point. It was like, it's like wrestling. It's like professional wrestling. It's just dumb, fun Greek theater. It's just Roman theater, Greek theater. It's in the round. It's just.
I'm saying we could have more fulfilling lives if we, like, you know, if we.
Are you suggesting that people just say no more entertainment and just go out and live their lives?
No, I mean like
by being entertained. No, let me finish.
All right.
By being entertained by being alive, you idiot. Sorry, okay. I'm done now.
Okay,
that was my point. Yeah, because I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
totally agree with you. Yeah, going out and actually living your life is more entertaining than any reality TV show or anything. I mean,
it would take some, you know, time to learn the skill to
do whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, to do whatever, but it would be more fulfilling, and you'd get more stuff actually done. You'd make more actual progress instead of just entertaining yourself.
That's true. I mean, instead of just entertaining yourself,
you might actually give back to the world.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do both.
Yeah, you could do both.
But if you're only doing one instead of the other,
right?
If you're not, I mean, because if you're only entertaining more than you are getting entertained, then you're not getting that ebb and flow balance, and you need to have that. And that's something that I think a lot of like independent producers tend to have an issue with, is that they won't give themselves time to just like relax and enjoy shit. And I've been guilty of that myself, so that's a lesson I need to learn. And I think, you pointing that out is like really, excellent. See, look at that, people. We told you we solved the fucking mysteries of the universe. Look, we did it again. All right, let's move on to the next logical, random, weird, fucking hypothetical. I got a phone situation going on, new phone situation. So I'm like, how do I do things again? I guess I don't have buttons. There's no more buttons anymore. There's like maybe a button now, and it does everything. Okay. I don't think, if werewolves and vampires were real, do you think the human race would still exist? Did we ever go this one? Do we ever field this one on the show?
I don't think so. Okay. It sounds similar.
If werewolves and vampires were real, do you think the human race would still exist? I think we would as cattle, sheep.
That came into my mind.
Basically, blood bags. You know, that's what we'd be, and that's what they called them in Mad Max Fury Road. When they connected the guys and their energy pumped into the war boys, they called them blood bags.
Yes.
So we'd just be blood bags for the vampires. They just use us to harvest blood, but they'd also use us as servants, and you know, it would be a whole thing.
Yeah, I guess we'd be slaves.
We'd be blood slaves. We'd be sex slaves.
Servants, robots.
It'd be horrible. Or, I don't know, maybe... It'd be horrible for us, because we'd die and they'd live forever. God, fuck vampires. But werewolves, that's the thing. Werewolves.
Vampires and... Well, I mean, vampires alone would be like, hey, fuck off our blood supply, yeah?
Huh. Well, as Underworld is clearly made obvious, werewolves and vampires cannot live in peace and harmony. They are always at war, especially according to the Underworld franchise of 27 movies strong and still going to this day. Didn't they do one in the future, and then they went back in the past, and they did one in the present, and they did one in the 90s?
I actually managed to avoid all of those.
Good for you, man. I watched two, and I was like, fuck this shit. I don't know. Werewolves can't really control what they do.
Right.
But they just vampires go on a rampage. Can to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right.
I think,
but humans will still exist.
Humans would still exist to serve the vampires. Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it's just the werewolves, then yeah, humans would just take that shit over. How about, yeah? This is good. We'll end on this one. We always like to talk time travel and theory, string theory, space travel, all that. This is a good one to end on. If you can live in any era, if you could live in any era for a week without the stipulation that you cannot change history, what era would it be for a week? 7 days. 7 days.
Yeah, I would probably go into the 60s and do like a bunch of hippie shit.
Oh, yeah. Like Woodstock?
Yeah.
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 I'd be one of those guys that would walk all the way up to Woodstock.
And this was before AIDS and crack, so.
So, well, just before AIDS and crack.
Right.
Right when cocaine was starting to get all... big it's bridges
and the
that's a good era. I have to admit,
the MDMA was pure, and you know, the LSD was great.
Drugs are just better, man. Fucked them up. They kind of did, I guess, but
wasn't super duper strong.
It was just enough. But again, whatever. The point being that you would go back to the 60s, and that's an era I often think about when I'm like, if I go back in time, what would it be? It'd be the 60s because of the music and the drugs and the fun and the free living and the protesting and the fact that Kennedy was our president, and we were looking forward to a new era of civil rights and space travel. And everything changed one day. In Texas. I'm still on the Kennedy thing, man. I'll never let that go. America would have been great. if they hadn't shot Kennedy in the head twice. Now, the era, other than the 60s, like, if I had to pick one other than the 60s, which would be, like, my number one, obviously. I love the 60s. Mm-hmm. I might go back to, like, the Roaring 20s because I love jazz. And, mm-hmm. You know, but the thing is that, you know, I wouldn't want to drink. You know, I'd go to the speakeasies, but I wouldn't want to drink because it's not because of my alcoholism or sobriety. It's because they would drink poison and chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
Bathtub gin.
Right.
They literally took chemicals and mixed it in a bathtub, like ethanol and shit, and extracted the oil, and they were killing people, so they'd add orange juice or sugar or something to it, and that's how cocktails were developed and made. And that's why there's mixologists. Because
they tasted so horrible.
Because the liquor tasted so shitty. That's why there's such things as mixologists and cocktailers and shit, because it just tastes so fucking bad. Unless, of course, you love the taste of burning
turpentine.
Burning acid whiskey going down. God damn, that sounds amazing. Anyway, not the point, Armando. Not the point. We're here to discuss the hypothetical era. And mine was the 20s. Other than the gin, I wouldn't drink because of the gin. The food probably wouldn't be as safe. I'd have to get a lot of shots going back in time for that era. It'd be like going to a third world country. It'd be like, we really would. I'd have to be like prepared for all kinds of airborne diseases and things like that. The 60s, I mean, there were still diseases, but they started to get really like hardcore about hygiene. And I just lived there for a week. I'd have to survive off of food from the 20s and survive off of the poor conditions, living conditions of the 20s. I mean, as romantic and fun as it would be to visit and to see that and to check that out, I'm like, dude, I could die or get sick really and die later or like, no. I mean, it would be fun to just walk around and see it but not experience it. But you'd be there for a week, so
it would be hard to pick up a polio vaccine today, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, like if you took that back with you, it wouldn't matter. I mean, like you'd still get it. You'd have to come back and then get the vaccine after or whatever. Like, I mean, you could try and get inoculated.
Well, you could get it vaccinated before.
That's what I'm saying. You could do inoculations before you go, but. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, what area are you going? Okay, you're going to 20s or you need like these like 55 different shots. It's like going to Africa or something.
Oh,
it's like
you
get like probably. I mean, think about you look at how we have standards and practice for food preparation and food storage, and it has to be a certain temperature. And otherwise you get diseases and die and E. coli and stuff like that.
Well, they had
ways
of preserving.
They had ice boxes. They called them ice boxes that were not temperature regulated.
Stuff. You could salt stuff.
That they were good at. They could salt the fuck out of shit, but they couldn't freeze anything to save their lives.
Right.
Well, you sucked at the whole refrigeration thing.
You have to have the Iceman come.
Yeah, the Iceman had to cometh and fill the ice and then leaveth. it's very
traumatic.
A very dramatic process. He would show up and there'd be like prayers and they'd light incense and he'd fill the ice and then you'd bow and then you'd give him a tuppence. They don't even make those anymore, but you give him a tuppence and then he'd say good day, sir or madam, and tip his cloak because, you know, they wear cloaks, not hats.
Okay.
Like the Grim Reaper. We all know this. Look, the point being is that... I forgot the point.
Iceman.
The point being,
20s, vaccines.
Is that the 20s, as fun as it would be, I mean, even if you think about going back to the Old West, it'd be like, dude, think about all the ways you could die. It's like a million ways to die in the West. It's
right.
Like, that's true. A million ways to die in the 20s, same diff. Drugs, right. Disease, everything. Like that was bad.
Well, how about...
I'm trying to think of an era that, like, that...
Well, how far back would you feel comfortable going?
Well, I don't know. An era that, like, they still had penicillin and medicine, but it was still, like, back far to, I guess, like, the 40s?
Yeah.
Like, when they were really getting better with, like, medical science?
Yeah, right?
But
yeah, I would say...
I'd say the 40s would be the furthest I'd want to go back, but anything pre-1920 pre-1930...
I would probably say 50s.
I'd say post-World War II.
Yeah.
Anything post-World War II, because that's when America started to realize we need to, like, get our shit together about hygiene and our country and getting things back on track, because we had just gone through a fucking World War II.
Right.
So, yeah, it was pretty intense shit. I guess ultimately... If I had to pick an era, it would probably be around the 60s. I mean, like, you still, I would, I'm piggybacking on that, 60s. I mean, yeah, it just, there was so much happening. The music, the culture, the time. What can you say? I mean, it was brilliant. So, yeah, I guess that's going to do it for this geek out. I mean, out of all these hypotheticals, which one sticks out to you the most, man? I mean, for me, I go back to, what was it, movies or books? Would you rather get rid of TV or books? Would you rather erase TV or books from history? And it's like, well, books preceded radio, which preceded TV. Mm-hmm. So if you got rid of books, there wouldn't technically be TV. I mean, you could still have a TV without books, but it just wouldn't be as influenced by books, which is what a lot of entertainment, early
and
entertainment.
You couldn't really get big ideas across.
I mean, you could get some across, but like, it would take a while.
I mean, it would have to be a multi-part series, and then you have to tune in at the right times. God.
It's a whole thing, man. No, we're good. I think that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's going to do it for these awesome hypotheticals. Again, random, weird, and quick. Just the way we like it at Team Awesome. Mm-hmm. We like it fast, and we like it weird.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, why are we saying that out loud? Follow our tweets at Team Ozmic, like that Facebook page, and of course, download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. Go to our YouTube channel, Sim or Mike. Leave comments there. That's how we can get back to you. Like it, subscribe, download, click it, stick it, get a ticket, suck it, fuck it, or leave it alone. Oh, man, why do I always end it like this? I can't end it without weirdness. Fuck. How about say something positive?
It was good for me.
What?
It was good for me.
Ew. That doesn't make me feel better at all. God damn it. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Well, you know we do it to the show, right? Awesome. You're at Team Awesome Inc. Wink, wink. Shut up. Yeah.